This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today by looking back to the number of people who made their initial claims for unemployment benefits for the week ended last Saturday. 201,000 is the number. That's down about 20,000 or so from the week prior. So fewer people losing their jobs and making first-time claims. The number of people who have been filing dropped as well to about 1.7 million. It's the lowest that number's been since the beginning of the year. And it is indeed a sign this labor market is still pretty tight, even after the last year and a half of Fed rate hikes that have been trying to loosen things up. So, on the just how resilient is this labor market anyway beat for us today is our own Elizabeth Trovall.
After weathering some blustery economic headwinds, business owners and employees might just be approaching calmer waters, says Luke Pardue at payroll firm Gusto.
Business owners can expand when they want to. They can selectively backfill roles. Workers who have been laid off have a relatively easy time finding a new job. And all of those are really encouraging cycles that kind of head off any recessionary signals we might be seeing.
Also optimistic about avoiding the R word is Layla O'Kane, an economist at Lightcast. She says while the labor market may have been cooling, it ain't cool. That means employers with many job openings are holding on to talent.
And instead of saying, hey, workers, we're going to lay you off, they're just taking down those openings and sort of accepting the fact that they're probably not going to be able to get people in those jobs and making do with what they have.
And it's more than just making do, says Kathleen Quinn Votaw with recruitment firm Talent Trust. She says keeping in-demand workers happy is also important for the bottom line.
If you don't have somebody to serve your customers or do the work, you're just not going to be able to capture the revenue and the gross margin. Because at the end of the day, robots can't replace everything.
And big hiring sprees, or armies of robot workers for that matter, are not exactly on the horizon for a lot of companies. Julia Pollack is with ZipRecruiter.
Many of our customers tell us that these high rates are reducing the hiring plans because in order to expand headcount, they need to open another location or invest in more equipment.
But even without big expansions, there are still more jobs out there than workers available to fill them. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.